A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Nun, Ksubas 50a, pagination is 99, dealing with the topic of Meiser, the topic of tithing one's income. So we are familiar with a concept of tithing regarding grain and produce, and that type of tithing is very firm. It's 10% for a specific causes, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. We're dealing over here with income, money that comes in, and the correct procedure is to tithe it by 10%. We do make the observation that unlike the tithing of grain, there are times when a person is physically not able to tithe the income, where his income is less than his reasonable expenditures, and that's proper cause for a shaila to a spiritual mentor. But in general, Meiser is given, and it is associated with tremendous, tremendous blessing. You may recall the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tes, in which we were told, Uvechanuni Nabezos. Hashem says, you could test me. Aser ta aser, aser b'shvil shetis asher, give tithe in order that you shall become wealthy. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Hilchas Tzedakah, Hachush Meid, on a practical level, one can see it, that people who give tzedakah generously, ma'ashrim yoser, they become even more wealthy. Some of the strains that people have today should also be addressed by being aware of the words of Chazal, that what's destined for us to earn is chutz mehotzoa Shabbos v'yamtif, besides Shabbos and yamtif, within reason, chutz mischar limud, besides what one spends on tuition to educate one's child. That's a different calculation, and Hashem allocates that appropriately. I had recently, a few months ago, a person came over to me agonizing over tuition. I told him he should do his best. He should still try to give Meiser. He should still pay the tuition as agreed, and he should do his best. And about 2 weeks ago, he comes over to me and tells me that without any warning, in a positive sense, he was just got word that the company intends to give a massive bonus, totally unanticipated. So we move forward with an awareness that tzedakah is a very powerful mitzvah, and although it comes with a significant nisayon, people parting with their hard-earned money, but nevertheless, it's associated with tremendous blessing. Such a great blessing that sometimes a person might be tempted to go overboard. Too much. How do you define too much? So it's always good to have a Gemara to clarify what does it mean, too much. Starting from the top of the page, three lines down, Amar Rabbi Ila'a, Be'usha Hiskinu. In Usha, they made a takana. This is the Sanhedrin when they moved from the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash and in the years following the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they met, but in other locations. And one of the takanos, the legislations that they made is HaMevazvez, when one gives generously to tzedakah, Al Yevazvez Yoser Mechomesh, he should not give more than a fifth. That means that 10% is regular Meiser, and giving an additional 10% is the maximum that a person should do because of Takanas Usha, that he shouldn't give too much. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned like this, HaMevazvez Ayevazvez Yosa Mechomesh, not to give more than a fifth, 2/10. Shema Yitztorech Labrios, because if he gives too much, he himself might become impoverished, because he gave irresponsibly. And there was once a story of a person who wanted to give more than a fifth. And his friend did not allow him. His colleague did not allow him. Umani Rabbi Yeshevov. It was Rabbi Yeshevov who stopped the... We don't have the name of the person who was doing it. But Rabbi Yeshevov was the one who stopped him. The Amrila. And some say over the story, Rabbi Yeshevov, that it was Rabbi Yeshevov who was trying to give more than a fifth. V'loiniach chaveiro, and his colleague did not allow him, umani Rabbi Akiva, and it was Rabbi Akiva who stopped him. And the truth is that both of these stories could very well be true. It doesn't have to be that someone made a mistake and misquoted or something like that. It could be that initially the story went that Rabbi Yeshevov wanted to give more than a fifth and Rabbi Akiva stopped him and taught him this halacha. And then later on, someone else, whose name is not recorded, was stopped by Rabbi Yeshevov from similar behavior. So this is the Takonas Usha, not to give more than a fifth. There are exceptions as to when a person is allowed to give more than a fifth. A person, when he's dying, in a will, is allowed to give more. Because in such a case, he wants the merit, and he's no longer worried. Shema yitzterech labrios, maybe he will become impoverished. He doesn't need his money. That's it. Also, a person who's exceptionally wealthy, within reason, is allowed to give more than a fifth. If you're curious about this topic, in the book Tzedakah U'Maaser by Rabbi Taub, he has an entire chapter devoted to the topic, chapter 7, starting on page 79, exceptions to Takonas Usha. The Gemara continues and tells us the source of the concept of Maiser. At the end of a line, Amar Rav Nachman v'itemer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Maikara, what is the pasuk to source the concept of Maiser? V'chol asher titin li aser asrenu lach. Yaakov Avinu said in Parshas Vayetze that he would tithe to Hashem whatever he succeeded with, and he used the word Maiser twice, Aser Aasrenu, and that's the double Maiser, which is really the source for Takonas Usha, not to go higher. Even the most generous is not to go higher than double Maiser. Asks the Gemara, V'holo dami isura basra li isura kama. Mathematically, once you take off one tenth, the second tenth is no longer a tenth of the whole. You only have 90%, which you're taking 10% of. Amar of Ashi, the way to read the pasuk, Aasrenu le basra ki kama. That the aser, Aasrenu, is double meiser on the original. The second meiser is like the first one. So we have the expression of Maiser, and we have a source for giving one-fifth. Takanas Usha is that that's the maximum that a person is supposed to give, Shema Yitztarech Labrios, so that he himself should not become impoverished. Interestingly, the Gra, in his famous letter to his family, uses the expression, make sure not to forget the chomesh. Make sure not to give less than a fifth of tzedakah. And that's how many understand the proper way to fulfill Maiser. But on a practical level, we talk about Maiser, one-tenth of one's earnings. Let's drop down to the bottom, and we'll just see an insight into loopholes as to how, on a practical level, Maiser money may be used. Usually, we relinquish rights to the money. We give it to poor people. We give it to an organization supporting Torah, etc. But there are certain concepts that can also be incorporated in one's distributions. Based on a pasuk, the second wide line, Hon va'osher beveso v'tzedkaso omedes lo'ad. It is possible for a person to retain his wealth, literally, that he didn't relinquish anything, and he has tzedakah, he has merit. How does that work? So the first approach, Rav Huna v'Rav Chista Chadomar, Zehalomi Torah u'malamdo, a person who learns Torah and teaches it. Rashi says, Shetorach lelamud l'talmidim. He already learned what he learned, but he makes sure to teach it as well, to find an opportunity to teach something that you learned. So then you create that your wealth has not been diminished, but you've created tzedakah, you've created a good thing that keeps spreading, that goes on to others and for generations. You've increased goodness at no cost to yourself. V'chadomar, and this other approach is, which is related to our topic of Meiser, Zehakosev Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, a person who writes Sfarim, or buys Sfarim, prints Sfarim, U'mash'ilan la'achirim, and he lends them to others. And some of Farshim learned from here that it's referred to as tzedakah, and therefore one can justify at least some expenditure of Meiser on public good, even if he himself is a significant beneficiary. And that's the practice. A person can sponsor Sfarim for a shul, for example, even though he is a primary beneficiary personally. He wanted that set of Sfarim to be in the shul. As long as he's allowing other people to also use the Sfarim, then it's in this category of Tzidkasa Omedes Lo'ad. On a practical level, again, that's the way we approach things. A person sponsors Shalashuddis. He relinquishes the money. He's doing it to promote Torah of some sort, proper social gathering. However, it all depends on the community and what's considered an upgrade, what the leaders of the community, the Rabbanim of the community, would consider legitimate expenditure of Meiser. But you could have situations where the person is sponsoring something that he himself is also going to benefit from, and that's nevertheless considered tzedakah. The most classic, of course, would be to build a yeshiva, to build a shul, or to sponsor something within such a building, even though one is personally benefiting. That's all fine. That's hon va'osha beveso. He may get personal benefit, but tzedkaso omedes la'ad. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.